Hello, welcome to my pod. I bet you thought I'd run out of pods to cast. You are wrong.
Yes, this is Luke Hewitt, also known as Dark, moderately insane, professional philosopher, fairly serious tenor, and very serious lunatic, here to give you another game review. And the game we shall be reviewing today is X-Hour, a game of war. But before we get into that, I want to do, I'm going to have to post a couple of corrections about the last podcast, the podcast I made, about the BG Hearts game from Spoonbill Software. Now, the first correction I'm going to have to post, or I'm going to have to mention at least. Why do I keep talking about posting? Anyway, the first thing that really needs to be corrected is I got Ian Humphrey's contact details wrong. If you want the BG Hearts game from Ian Humphreys, please send him a mail to erhumph@omninet.net.au. erhumph@omninet.net.au. Previously, I missed out Annette, and she's very cross with me. Similarly, with his website address, I missed out the second net. So it is www.omninet.net.au/erhumph/blindgamers. Slashing blind gamers was an incredibly nasty thing to do. Okay, that, there's probably one more thing I need to mention before we get down to X-Hour and all various guns and bombs and the fun things that that game will involve. And the last thing I need to get out of the way is my email address, which I forgot to mention before, but I'm going to mention now. Should you wish to contact me, send me questions, suggestions, insults, diatribes, poetry, anything else, the email address to do it on is dark@xgam.org. That's D-A-R-K, D for destroyed, at xgam, X-G-A-M, .org. And I would ask, if you're going to send me an email, would you please give it a recognisable subject, because that account does occasionally get spam, so I need to be careful with what emails I open, because I don't want any viruses. Okay, now, that's the boring bits out of the way. Now let's get down to X-Hour. Right, X-Hour is, unlike BG Hearts, it is a completely audio game. It is, BG Hearts was self-voicing, but X-Hour is a stereo action audio game with quite a lot of maze and maze elements, as it says on the website. The game is produced by VIP Games Zone, which is a programming company owned by Igor and Alina Kamilasoft. I'm afraid the game is not free, but I believe it's $24, or $25, I should say. Yes, I'm already making mistakes. Oh, well, never mind. I believe it's $25, and I think it's quite worth buying. Now, if you download the demo of the game, you can only play the first area for a comparatively short time, after which it cuts out. Also, the demo itself will stop working after about 3 days, which is not great, really. I was quite certain I wanted to buy the game, but if you are perhaps more worried about money, you might not be. So hopefully this review will give you a better idea of what else the game has to offer that the demo doesn't cover. Also, I know that some people have, well, it's come up occasionally on audiogames.net. Some people have found the VIP game zone instruction manuals difficult to get along with. I don't have a problem myself, but, you know, everyone isn't me. And there are things that I have problems with that people find perfectly easy, like making organized podcasts, for instance. And so, hopefully this will be of aid to people like that as well. Okay, before we start up the game, I should probably talk a bit more about it. X-Hour is a military-themed action and maze game. In this game, your job is to infiltrate the base of an evil terrorist organization who are going to set off a nuclear bomb and obviously defuse the bomb. Now, it's an evil terrorist organization, but I myself think they're ninjas. I'm sorry, I do. Because when you get to fight them in one part of the game, they sound distinctly ninja-like. And, you know, if you've anyone who's watched their 1980s kung fu films will know that evil ninja organizations, you know, do quite like their bombs. Well, ninjas or terrorists or whoever they are, it's your job to stop them before bad things go boom. And how you do that? You must get into their base and defuse the bomb. Now, the game has three levels, or three episodes. In this review, I'm going to be playing all of the first episode, and probably a bit of the second, though probably not all of the second, because the second one does take a while to play. But since you can't play the second one at all in the demo, it's probably a good idea for me to cover that here. So, how does the game work? Each level of the game is played on a 100 by 100 square board. And on that board, you, whether you are walking around as you do in episodes 2 and 3, or whether you are flying your helicopter as you are doing in the first episode, can move north, south, east, or west. The 100 square board and some of the controls about knowing your grid coordinates are similar to the things in the VIP Game Zone game Galaxy Ranger, which I might also be reviewing at some stage. But unlike in Galaxy Ranger, you cannot move your character northeast or northwest. You can only move in the sort of four main compass directions. So no diagonal movement. In chess terms, you are a rook. Right. And you are on this 100 by 100 square board, and, you know, so are various enemies and obstacles and things that kill you and things that you need to find. Now, in each of the episodes, there are several keys which will give you information about what is on the board. So, pressing the space bar, wherever you are in any episode, will tell you your coordinates. Pressing N, E, S, or W will do a 10 square sort of look ahead function. It will tell you what is 10 squares ahead. Now, there are a couple of things that don't come up on that function, but we'll talk about those when we get going. Apparently, according to the manual, the reason you can do this this 10 squares ahead and have all this sort of information about what is going on is because of Sputnik, which is transmitting you computerized information about your location. So very high tech, like James Bond, da-dum, da-dum, da-da-dum, and so on and so forth. Right. Other sort of general keys for the game. Pressing the D key will tell you which direction you are going in. And you change your direction of travel by pressing the left or right arrow keys. So if you are going north, you press right arrow and you'll be traveling to the east. Pressed again and you'll be traveling to the south. Pressed again and you'll be traveling to the west. and press it once more, and you'll be travelling to the north. And it's probably quite helpful to remember that sort of information. There are other sort of keys for specific... I think it does. The other key that sort of comes up in every single episode is pressing the control key will fire your weapon. In the first episode, that will be the guns of your helicopter, your helicopter's supply of shells. In the second episode, you have a missile launcher. And in the third episode, you have a sniper rifle, but they're all operated by the control key. Other sort of general keys for the game, pressing F1 will open a menu where you can look at all the keys. You know, the various key functions have been sort of recorded into, unlike the menu in Shades of Doom, where you can also activate functions from this menu, in X-Hour you can just look at them, but it's still quite helpful. And F2 will save the game, and as is quite usual in audio games, escape when you are playing will get you back to the main menu, and of course port P will pause. Okay, that's all fairly general information, and I'll probably be repeating it when we get into playing the actual game. And so, without further ado, let us begin! Are you sitting comfortably? Then we shall begin. And for anybody who's seen the appropriate episode of the new series of Doctor Who, the one set in the 1940s, you can be terrified now. If you haven't, then I'm sorry about obscure references.
Okay. Start to know selection.
Yeah. That's probably a trifle loud. I've done a bit of mucking about with my speakers and other settings since last time, so hopefully you'll be able to hear things nice and clearly.
Programs menu, 7-zip.
Programs menu, 7-zip there. The very handy zipping and unzipping program of Doom. Very nice for compression.
Accessories, at the moment, audio games.
Audio games.
Audio games menu, Babisoft.
Right.
VIP games.
VIP games. And in that folder.
VIP games menu, Galaxy Ranger.
Galaxy Ranger, very good. The robot fighting space strategy game. You can even play it with people over the internet. Well, I can't because of my stupid university connection. Damn them! But other people can. As I say, I might be doing Galaxy Ranger review in a future podcast.
Lords of the Galaxy.
Another very good spacey game, this time about economics and buying and selling. I might well review that one later as well.
X-Hour.
And the one we're going to be playing today, X-Hour.
X-Hour menu, and install X-Hour.
Yes, that's very weird. When you go into the program group, the first option is uninstall the game. Very odd. Well, let's have a look what is in the program group as we're here.
X-Hour,
that will start the game.
X-Hour configuration.
Configuration is for adding your name and email address and country to post your high scores to the VIP Game Zone scoreboards.
X-Hour HTML help.
HTML help, a nice HTML document that'll tell you all about the game. And being HTML, it is full of lots of linky things.
X-Hour on the web.
And that will go to the VIP Game Zone's web page for the game.
X-Hour registration.
That is obviously what you run when you have bought the game and have your registration code and so on and so forth.
X-Hour text help.
And a straight text file that you can read. It's the same as the HTML file without the linkness, but you know, it might be quite handy for some people or some occasions.
And install X-Hour.
And we're on start the game. So, silence, please, Mr. Hal.
Voice off.
And let's start.
Use up and down arrow keys to select options, then press enter. Start mission.
Now, one comment I will make about this game at this stage is that there is a rather large amount of synthetic voices. Now, for menus and things, I don't particularly mind, and for reading sort of status information, I don't particularly mind synth voices, since, you know, you only want information. And in Galaxy Ranger, VIP Game Zone's other game, the synth voices don't really matter, because all the characters and objects in Galaxy Ranger are robots. But X-Hour is, I think, the game of theirs that really suffers most. Probably the football game does as well. But X-Hour does suffer quite a bit from this, because you have sort of various men, well, various characters who are obviously supposed to be people like your commanding officer and sort of people, you know, the evil organizations, sort of operatives hunting for you at various points, and they're all played by synth voices, which really doesn't gel, doesn't sound right to me. Now, this is something that the VIP Game Zone have very much improved upon in their future games, but at some point it would be nice to see an update from them with at least some of the speech samples replaced with human speech. Right, okay, that little gripe aside, let us talk about the game. We're obviously now in the game's main menu, and we're on the option
Start Mission.
Let's have a look what else we got here.
Load game.
That will load the game. Like any good game produced these days, you can, of course, save. And should you wish to restart a save game, that will load it.
Test speaker settings.
Test speakers.
Learn game sounds.
We shall probably be visiting that menu in a moment.
Final score.
Final score. That will repeat the score of your last game.
View top 10 scores.
Fairly self-explanatory, I think.
Send score to your game zone.
Yes, another minor problem with the synth voices at VIP Games Zone.
Quit game.
And quit the game. So, I think the first menu we should be going into before we get things rolling with the first episode is
Learn Game Sounds.
Use up and down arrow keys to select episode, then press enter episode 1.
And the game sounds are organized by which episode you are, and since it's the one we're going to be playing, we're going to be looking at the game sounds for episode 1. This probably would also be a good time for me to tell you how episode 1 works. In episode 1, you are flying your helicopter through the mountains to try and locate the enemy base. You start off at square 1-1 on this 100 by 100 square grid. Actually, I think it's 99 by 99, actually, but it really doesn't make too much difference. And your job is to get from square 1... Oops. Ooh, forgot to turn the hourly chime off. Your job is to get from square 1-1 to the square of the enemy base. Pressing the B key during the game will tell you where the enemy base is. But obviously getting there isn't particularly easy. There are various things in your way. Now, the first object in your way will be...
Enemy gun.
An enemy gun. Now, the guns are placed across the board in north-south lines. So as you're flying usually to the east, because the enemy base is usually on the far eastern side of the board, you will encounter these lines of enemy guns. Now, there is a gap in the line, which you can obviously fly through. But should you try and pass an enemy gun, you know, directly, you will hear this sound. And immediately you hear that firing sound, you have to turn your helicopter straight around and go back. Otherwise, you will crash and burn. Quite literally crash and burn, actually. And you turn your helicopter around with the right control key. That's the control key closest to your cursors. And that is the sound you have to worry about. So generally, when you encounter a line of guns, the usual method is to fly along the line to the north or to the south, and occasionally going east to see if you can pass them. Okay, let's have a look at what other sounds we have.
Enemy helicopter.
Right. Another hazard that we shall come across in our quest to discover the base of the enemy is their own helicopters, which will come up and try to shoot at us. Now, the enemy helicopter is one of those objects that doesn't appear on the scan. It will fly occasionally as you're flying along. It will fly around you several times, and when it is in the centre of the stereo field, you have to shoot it. And if you let it fly around you for long enough, it will shoot you. And again, I think that will do for explanation. And the enemy helicopter sounds like this.
Enemy helicopter shot.
Should you be lucky enough to shoot them, it sounds like this. Oh, sorry, that's their own shots. No, that's enemy helicopter shot, as it meaning enemy helicopter shooting, as opposed to what happens when you have shot them. So, when they're shooting at you, will sound like that.
Enemy missile.
Right. The enemy, as well as enemy helicopters, which will try and shoot at you. Another hazard will be mountains. These are objects that can be discovered on the scan. And when you come to a mountain, your best method of getting over it is to increase your helicopter's height with the up arrow key. But unfortunately, when you are high up, the enemy can use their
enemy radar
to detect you. The enemy radar sounding like this. And of course, should they detect you for long enough, they will fire a
enemy missile
at you, which will sound like this.
Enemy radar.
And if you don't decrease your height pretty pronto, again, bye-bye you.
Your radar.
Now, your radar. Now, those enemy helicopters I mentioned a second ago, to help you dispose of them, if you press the enter key, you will have a radar, which will be a series of pips. And when they are in the appropriate position where you can shoot them in front of you, you will hear a continuous pipping sound. If you can shoot them just using their position in the stereo field, which will gain you more points. But because I'm playing on speakers, not on headphones, for this review, I'll certainly be using the radar. And when you have them in your sights, the sound you hear is...
You lose life.
Ah. This is the next item on the menu.
You lose life.
And it sounds like that. Not a sound you want to hear.
You're shot.
And firing your shell sounds like that.
Return to premium menu.
And that is all for the menu. Right. Okay, I've given a lot of explanation about episode 1. I think it's about time we played the bejiggered thing.
Episode 1. Enemy gun.
Oops.
Episode 1.
Learn game success load start mission.
Now, start mission. Now, when we press this, we will get the,
use up and down arrow keys to choose difficulty. Then press enter.
Now, because, as I say, I'm playing on speakers for the purpose of this review, and I'm not great at playing on speakers. I really do prefer my headphones. And because I'm obviously going to have to chat at you about the various things we come up, I'm going to be playing on easy. Now, there are a couple of differences, particularly in episode 1, in the easy game, but I will explain those as we come to them. So I will press this, and the game will start.
Your task is to find the enemy base, go through the underground base, and disarm the nuclear bomb.
I obey, Cyber Leader.
Sorry, I really shouldn't. I promise to not complain about the synth voices anymore. Okay, right, we are flying
north.
That was me pressing the D key, and we are on square
1-4.
We've flown a bit, and the enemy base is on square...
Enemy base 9776.
So, it will probably be a good idea if we turn to the east. But before we do that, I think we should check what is to our east.
Mountain 1.
Ooh, we have a mountain. I'll see if we can get past that.
The way is clear.
Ah, so now let's press the right arrow to turn east.
East.
Now, we are flying along relatively slowly.
4, 13, 5, 13.
But if we want to speed up our flight, we can press the up arrow key. A bit faster. And that is the maximum speed, and that works in every episode. Yeah. Wow!
North, south, east, north, west, south, yeah. West.
Right, oh dear. We just encountered a gun. Now, I will just turn to the east so you can hear what happens.
East. Gun. Northwest.
Right. Now.
North.
Now, it said gun. Oops. Right, I've just had to pause things because things are getting rather hectic here. Not good for game reviews. Okay, we've encountered both guns and enemy helicopters here. So, let's talk about the helicopter first. You heard me, when the enemy helicopter appeared, you heard me turn on my radar. And when I got the continuous noise from my radar, I then press the control key to fire. So hopefully when I unpause the game, you'll find that they're destroyed. Yes, we got rid of them. Now, let's discuss that gun. Right. If we turn to the east now, I think we'll probably encounter it again. So I'll just show you that again to be a bit more
east.
Clear.
Gun.
Right control.
West. North.
Right. Now, the computer told me gun there because I'm on the easy setting, but in hard, it wouldn't. And indeed, in normal, it wouldn't. That's just the computer being kind.
Mountain.
Well.
Maximum height.
Wah! Again, we're getting multiple things happening at once. This is not the best reviewing conditions. Don't those big jagged terrorists know we're trying to make a review here? Rawr! Those are evil people. Oh well. Right. Okay. We... Those guns, as you heard, are to our east. And now we've just come upon a mountain. And the computer again told us that there was a mountain there. Now, if it hadn't told us there was a mountain, I would have slammed into it and been destroyed. Now, it won't tell you there was a mountain there on normal or difficulties above. You will have to actually find that out by pressing the N key to look to the north, which I should have done as I was flying along. It was my own stupid fault to not do. Now, so I'm now flying over the mountain, and the enemy have started their radar.
Enemy radar.
Now I can know when I'm off the mountain by pressing one of the look keys.
The way is clear.
So I press north key.
Minimum height.
And I've just dropped below their radar now. Now, because we are on easy, we can press the E key to discover that line of guns that we've got to our east.
Gun 2.
So, we're still...
Mountain. Wah! Mountain.
Ooh.
Enemy radar.
Really throwing everything at us today.
The way is clear. The way is clear.
Ah, righty-ho! We can now...
East.
What happened there was I checked the eastward way with my E key, and it told me the way was clear, so I immediately turned to the east. That was after getting round the enemy helicopter and the mountain. So now we are flying
east.
We are at coordinates
26, 68.
And in front of us we have
the way is clear.
Nothing! So, we're at 2668. Where are we trying to go?
Enemy base 9776.
Right. Okie dokie. So, we are well on our way. Let's check what's ahead of us with the E key, since we're flying to the east.
Gun.
Wow.
West. South. West. Enemy helicopter.
Right. Yes, I've always thought episode one was the least interesting episodes of the three, but it's really getting quite hairy today. So, we have another line of guns to our east. Now, because I am lazy and won't be turning east to check... Wah!
Maximum height.
Good grief.
We are.
Okay,
minimum height.
Okay, we have this line of guns to our east. We are flying north.
Five. Two. North.
Ooh.
East. South. 41.96.
We're right at the end of this row now, and we haven't discovered the edge. So we are now flying. So I just turned.
Mountain.
I just turned south.
Maximum height.
Now there's that mountain we crossed before.
Mountain. Zero.
Believe me, this game isn't actually this complicated. It's just me trying to explain things as I'm doing them. So we are now flying.
The way is clear, south. The way is clear.
We are at coordinates
41, 71.
We have a to our east. And we are looking for the gap in this line of guns. As I say, on normal difficulty, this would be harder because the only way to discover guns would be to do this.
East. West. North. West. South. One. Mountain. Four.
Oh dear, we have another mountain coming up.
Mountain. Mountain. Maximum height. Enemy radar. Mountain. Zero. Mountain. Zero. Mountain. Zero. Minimum height.
Yes, you have to drop down fairly sharpish when you're off the mountains.
The way is clear.
Ah!
East.
Hooray! We can now turn eastward. So we can pass that annoying line of guns.
Ah! The way is clear.
Take that, you scum, you vermin! You vermin, you scum, you!
The way is clear. 61.44.
Okay, well, we've successfully negotiated those various hazards, and hopefully my explanation wasn't too confusing. As I say, it was quite a hairy run today.
The way is clear.
Usually, when I played this earlier to test out the Roland, it wasn't half so bad at all.
The way is clear. Enemy base, 97.76. The way is clear, 81.44.
Ah.
The way is clear.
Right. So we are approaching. When we get to row 97, we will have to turn to the north until we find the base.
The way is clear, 90.44. Enemy helicopter.
Oh dear. Because we were... Oops.
North.
Now, the edges of the board are covered with guns, so I didn't want to slam into those, so when that helicopter turned up, I slowed my speed down. That humming sound you hear is the speed indicator. So I think we've overshot where we should be.
97.52. Enemy base, 97.76.
Oh, no, we haven't.
The way is clear.
Okay. We haven't overshot where we should be.
97.57. The way is clear.
I think we can...
Enemy base, 97.76.
And we are?
97.65. The way is clear.
And there are no hazards, so unless they throw yet another of their helicopters at us... Where do they get all these helicopters? Is there a helicopter production line churning them out somewhere or something? I don't know. I mean, You know, it's not a very secret base, really, is it? I mean, come on. Okay, I press the down arrow to drop there. To drop down. And now we are beginning episode 2. And you can hear my helicopter descending.
Your final score is 2,350 points.
Okay, well, that was quite a hairy run through episode one there. Lots of things being chucked at me. So hopefully my explanations of the various things on the board and the various other objects were not too much interrupted by having to stay alive. Well, as we are now on episode two, it's time for me to give some explanation about that. And that is even more complicated and has even more enemies, so I think I'll probably better give a good explanation.
Load test, learn game sounds.
Use up and down. Episode 1. Episode 2.
Right. Okay, episode 2. So, as you heard, we have successfully navigated our helicopter round these mountains and guns and other hazards, and we have found the enemy's base compound, which is good. I was just about to say before we landed there, you know, it's not exactly a very secret base, is it? I mean, you'd think someone would notice all these missiles and guns and things. You know, you think people would sort of click that there was something evil going on there before it got to the stage of them building this evil bomb. Oh well, I suppose if people noticed earlier, there wouldn't be much of a game. Right, we are now on episode 2, and in episode 2 we have discovered the enemy base compound, but we do not know yet know where the entrance is to the underground catacombs where they are keeping this evil bomb. Yes, it seems a bit weird to put a bomb in the underground of your own base, you know, and sort of blow it up in the mountains. Well, mind you, I suppose if it's nuclear, all the fallout will be bad. I'm avoiding sidetracks. Right. Episode 2. So in this episode, we are running around the enemy's compound. The board is the 99 by 99 board is the compound of the base. Now on this compound, there are various objects and various things. The object of this episode is to get to the enemy base, the entrance to the underground maze. However, we don't know where the entrance is. On this compound, there are 25 bunkers. These are randomly placed bunkers. Now, much as the enemy base location in episode 1, you can check the location of bunkers with the B key. And in one of these bunkers is the entrance to the underground maze. So, obviously, your task in this episode is to run from bunker to bunker across the compound. Now, there are various things which will get in our way of this bunker checking.
Destroy enemy tank.
Right, and the first thing is
enemy helicopter. Return to this enemy helicopter. Enemy helicopter.
Is the
destroy enemy tank.
Enemy tank. And the enemy tanks will come at you, much like the helicopters in the previous episode. Then they won't be scannable hazards. They will just sort of appear randomly, and you will hear their sound in the left or the right speaker. And you have to then shoot, target them with your missile launcher by targeting left or by crouching down on the floor, which you can do in this episode, and targeting them left or right and firing your missiles. And when you hit them, you have this happens. Good sound. Right, so we shall probably talk a bit. I shall probably explain the tanks a bit more when we come to some more sound options.
Enemy helicopter.
Right.
Enemy helicopter.
Now, the enemy helicopter. For some reason, there's only one here. Maybe I'd got all the others in the previous episode. The enemy helicopter, you cannot actually destroy, and again, isn't scannable or on the board, but occasionally it will fire its machine gun at you as you're running around. And there's not a lot you can do about that except trying to duck. And when it fires its machine gun, you must immediately press the down arrow to drop, to crouch down and duck the shots. And I believe the next option on the menu is the shot sound that it will make.
Enemy helicopter shot.
And when you hear that noise, you have to press down arrow pretty quickly. Otherwise, you will be riddled with bullets like a Swiss cheese. Or at least like a Swiss cheese on a bullet range.
Enemy tank one.
Right. Now, those enemy tanks I was mentioning. When you are running around the compound of the base, you will hear the enemy tank coming along from left to right. And one of the tanks sounds like this. Yes,
enemy tank one.
I wonder if that's one of the same tanks as in GMA Tank Commander, another audio game by GMA Games. I don't know. This is the different companies, probably not.
Enemy tank two.
No.
Enemy tank three.
That's another tank.
You have killed the enemy.
So those are the enemy tank sounds.
Fighting hunter. Tank shot target. Tank shot.
And as well as their engine, you will hear that noise as they go along.
Target enemy voice. Your shot. Return to your target. Tank shot. Fighting hunter. You have killed the enemy tank three.
Right.
You have killed the enemy.
Now, the enemy tanks. Now, I thought there was an option here, but there doesn't seem to be. Okay.
Enemy, you fight in hunger.
Oh, okay. I thought there was a sound option here, but there isn't. Now, we shall probably... probably the enemy tank business will become clearer when we get to them.
Tank shot, fight in hunger.
Right. Now, if you come across a bunker that isn't the entrance to the underground maze, you will come across some of the members of this evil group. And you will have to fight them off. And this is why, incidentally, I believe they are ninjas. Because when they fight, it sounds like this. Yes, you know, sort of... Wah, wah. I am martial art ninja! I chop your chop chop! Wah. That sort of thing. So I really am quite certain that these guys are ninjas. Anyway, if you manage to do... During that fight, when you hear them go... You have to press the left, right, or up arrow, quite like quite a lot of other left-right game audio games.
And
when you kill them, they do this. Sorry, I like that noise.
Fight tank shot. Fight in on tank target. Enemy voice. Target.
That enemy is used voice. For targeting the enemy tanks.
You're shot.
And that is the voice. And when you're fighting them in the bunkers, that is the voice you will hear on the left or the right that you will have to press the left or right arrow key to hit.
Target. Enemy voice. Target.
That
enemy voice.
Is the target for the tanks.
You're shot.
That is... your shot at the tanks.
Return to preview menu, episode 2.
That was probably a bit haphazard, because unfortunately the options on the menu are sort of laid out in a bit of a strange order. Never mind, I think things will become clear when we get going with them.
Learn games, find learn, head load, start with game, start load game.
Right. Now, we've started the game. Now, luckily in this game you can actually stop your movement, which you couldn't do in the first episode. Which is a bit of a pest. Now, I've crouched down at the moment with the down arrow, which you have to do in order to kill the tanks and do very, and well, avoid the machine gun, which is that noise. Now, the first thing we need to do is find a bunker. And so we'll press the B key, which will give us the location of the closest one.
Bunker 13, 13, 13, 13,
and we're currently on square
1, 1.
So, let's... Oh dear, here comes a tank. I'll load my missile with the enter key. It's on my left, so I'll turn to the left. And you heard me there targeting it with my enter key and doing it in with a missile. So we better get moving to Square 1313.
North.
We're going north.
1-4. 1-5. 1-7.
Whoop. That was me ducking when the
1-9.
Chopper was trying to gun me down.
1-10.
Whoop. Here comes another tank, I think. Yep. I'll load my missile launcher with the enter. Ooh, that was close.
1-11, 1-12, 1-13.
Right, we're turning to the east.
The way is clear.
Whoa! Right.
The way is clear.
I'm pressing the E key to check ahead.
The way is clear. 4.
Because unfortunately.
8.
Whoa! Here comes another tank.
Take that, you vermin!
Okay, pressing the E key tells me there is a mine 8 squares to the east of me.
5, 14.
Which obviously I don't want to run into, because that would mean, well, to quote Blackadder, you know, what, sir? What do I do if I step in a mine? Well, the usual procedure, soldier, is to jump 5 miles into the air and spread yourself over a large radius, which obviously isn't good. So we'll see if we can get into this bunker on the north side. Oh, well, we will when we've dealt with this geezer that's coming. Unfortunately, you do have a limited amount of rockets, so I hope they don't throw too many of these down tanks.
6, 40 south, 8.
Whoa.
6, 6, 6, 40, 6, 15.
Right, we'll turn.
The way is clear. East.
We'll turn east and see when we get to the 13th row if we can turn south.
The way is clear. 9, 16.
Oh, smeg! Here comes another tank. Now, whether I have. Now, we're on row 13, so let's see what's to the south. Oh dear. There is a mine on that side of the bunker as well. We'll have to turn, go around the other side.
14, 16, the way is clear.
So now we're going to turn to the south and see if we can get into the western edge of the bunker.
South. 14, 14, 15, 14.
Oops. We just walked into a mine and lost a life.
Rockets. 15.
Oops. Which key is it?
9 lives remaining.
And we have 9 lives left. So let's try and... let's start again. Sorry, I was not scanning well enough. As you can hear, episode 2 is quite a complicated affair.
Bunker. 13.
Well, we didn't have much luck getting into various faces of that bunker, so let's try running along to the south end of row 13 and going north. And I think we're going to run a bit faster.
2, 1.
Because like, as in the previous episode, you can increase your running speed with the page up and down keys. Because you must, when you're fighting those tanks, you must always remember to load your rocket launcher with the enter key.
1, 10, 1, 11, 1, 12, 1, 12, 1, 13, 1.
Right, I'm going to try and turn to the north now.
13, 1. The way is clear.
Dispatched another tank.
The way is clear. 13, 3. The way is clear.
Well, since the scan is 10 squares ahead, we know we have no mines, so let's peg it. And we will probably find a fight in here. Whoa! Well, we will if we don't get shot. And during the fight, you will hear the enemy's voice on the left, right, or in front. And I will have to press up, down, or left, or up left. Left. Right. Left again. Right.
Two new rockets.
And disposing of him gave me some more rockets, which was good, because I... Because here comes another damn tank! So, we've just exited the bunker, and we are facing... And our next bunker is...
Bunker 1231.
1231.
13.
So we should be need to go into the one to the west and north, I think. To try and...
West 13.
Right.
Bunker.
Oops. Sorry, I didn't mean to do that. I accidentally went inside the...
West. 13. Bunker. 0.
Occasionally it actually does pay to crouch down and remember what you're doing.
Bunker. 0. West. 12. The way is clear.
So, we're now going to be turning to the north.
South.
Oops. Or...
East. North. 12:14. The way is clear.
As we have quite a long way to go to the next bunker.
Bunker.
12:31. I think we'll speed things up a bit. Well, we won't until we... You cannot fight the tanks unless you are crouched down with the down arrow key. You have to press down arrow to do them in, as you do when the helicopter fires. So
the way is clear. 12:21. 12:22. Mine. 7.
Ah. Now, the mine... The scanner is 10 squares ahead, so that means there's a mine in at the on the south edge of this bunker. So let's try the western edge.
11:24. The way is clear. The way is clear. The way is clear. 10:26. 10:20. The way is clear. The way is clear. 10:30. 10:32.
Oops.
West, south. 10:32. 10:31. East.
And we are in another. So we are trying to. So we are on the western side of the bunker, so let's see if there is a mine on this side.
Bunker 2.
There isn't! Let's peg it!
Bunker 2.
Take that, ninja boy!
2 new rockets.
That was, of course, using my arrow keys. But again, we didn't find the entrance to the maze. I think we'll... Let's see if we can find another bunker.
Bunker. 14. 50. 12. 31. 11. 31.
So 14. 50. Probably best to turn north.
The way is clear.
Wow! Oops.
The way is clear. 11:36. The way is clear. Bunker 14. Enemy helicopter.
Whoops! I wasn't quite fast enough with my down arrow keys there, and enemy helicopter got me. Well, I think that episode is quite stressful enough to try and play and explain at the same time. So I think we're going to have to bring this to a close now. Because things are not too easy. But before we close everything, I can't resist doing it in another tank. I like doing this. Eat this! Oh. And I died! That was funny. Moral of the story is concentrate on what you're doing, not making irritating film cliche comments. Well, since the game is saved, we can just press escape to exit.
Game over. Your final score is 5,004. 175 points.
Load game. Start quit game. Exiting game.
Well, that is the first two episodes of X Hour. And as you can hear, things can get pretty hectic with all the various things you have to destroy. I mean, those in episode one, you've got stereo targeting on the helicopters. You've got pressing up arrow to avoid the mountains, but then not staying up there too long. You've got going around those lines of guns. Then in episode two, you've got all those mines to work your way around. You've got the bunkers. You've got the tanks that come and get you, and you've got that damn helicopter that's firing its machine gun. So it really is quite an intense game with lots of things going on at once that you have to keep in mind. But I think it's definitely a fun experience, and definitely one for people who do like that sort of action type game. I think I like XR particularly because it's fairly complex. I mean, it did take me quite a bit of time to get used to it, and as you heard there, I don't always succeed in my endeavours, especially when I'm trying to make sad movie cliche lines at people. I think that taught me quite a lesson for future reference. Now, you can get this game from www.vipgameszone.com. And just to make certain we don't have any of those mistakes that we had last time, I will check that address right now.
Start, no, select favorites menu, audio games, O games menu, one audio, start button, my text start button, menu start, favorites menu, O games, X dash start, lip games tone dot, menu crop, lip games tone com games for the blind, http://vipgameszone.com/index.php.
Yep, www.vipgameszone.com. Game Zone, of course, has an S and a Z, or a Z if you're an American. Now, you can have a demo of the game, but the demo of X Hour is really quite limited. It will only let you play the first episode for comparatively, I think, 5 minutes, and it will only continue to work for 3 days. So, you know, maybe, hopefully my review and my heinous attempts at trying to talk and play at the same time gave you a notion as to what was going on. You know, I have actually, you know, finished the game on easy and normal, and I think I've done it once on hard, but when I try it on hard again, I end up getting creamed. Still, you know, it is quite a challenging game. Okay, well, that is probably everything I want to say about X Hour, and hopefully I won't hear this review later and go, oh heck, I missed something out. As I said at the beginning, if you wish to contact me, the address is if you wish to contact me, the email address is dark@xgam.org. And if I don't manage to get another podcast done before Christmas, I hope everybody has a very good Christmas or Hanukkah or just holiday or, you know, anything else they happen to be doing. And enjoy XR. And if you have a friend who likes guns and bombs and helicopters, you know, considering dropping them a copy of the game in their metaphorical stocking. Goodbye.